May the Lord help us to commence our service with hymn 408. And as we can sing aloud for the first time, may we be enabled to sing with the heart and with the understanding also. Hymn 408. Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? So faithful and true, so plenteous in grace, so strong to deliver, so good to redeem the weakest believer that hangs upon him. Hymn 408.
Oh, Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew 15. Matthew chapter 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honour thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honour not his father or his mother, he shall be free. This have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude, and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter, and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come out from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came unto and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal Lord God, O Father, Son, Holy Ghost, O leave us not to flatter thee with thy glorious titles, but may we come in that humble way, that way of need, O prayer of necessity. Give us that spirit of grace, a spirit of prayer. Save us from just formal worship. Lord, thou art not pleased as we not read of those that draw nigh unto thee with their lips. Where are our hearts this night? Are they in the world still when we come into thy courts? Dear Lord, we have to come confessing all our failings and come to thee this evening, confessing and abhorring ourselves, our sins. And may we abhor ourselves in dust and ashes and show that spirit of grace of abhorring ourselves. And save us from just a head knowledge of principles that we know to be right, and think we're walking in them, or that we may walk in love in thy tender fear, pleading that precious name, that glorious name, of that blessed, glorious provision, that, O holy God, thou hast given unto thy people, thy church, a Saviour, a complete Saviour. It is a full salvation. So enable us to come humbly then to the Saviour, thine only begotten Son, O Holy Father, and do enable us to worship thee in our heart this evening in spirit and truth. O Lord, do send help from above, help from heaven, blessing from heaven. Lord, we in ourselves have nothing to merit heaven, nothing. We've everything that will cast us into the bottomless pit in ourselves. But we would come in that mercy of living faith. That is our desire. Increase our faith. Increase our love. And enable us to even worship thee this night with that spirit of grace in the heart. We may know the Saviour. We may adore the Lamb. We may know the Lamb. Great God of heaven, reveal him in our midst afresh. We know about the Lamb. We know about him. We read of him in the Bible, in thy word, O great God of heaven. But to know him as our Redeemer and our Saviour is the church's constant exercise and longing. And thus we come, looking to him before thy face, pleading his precious sin atoning sacrifice and his shed blood for our life, for our help, for our blessing. O Lord, that we may know him more and live upon him. Do this. Help us as we come to worship this evening hour. Lord, we would pour out our heart in a general way, not able to speak in that personal way that we often do with groans and cries. But oh, what a name we plead. O Lord, thou knowest, send thy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Be due, bring forth his glory. So we would not this night desire to worship thee in vain, but be conscious of the passage we have read, with its warnings, with thy word, and with the knowledge of that woman of Canaan. So thus may we come in her spirit, in what we have read, from time to time, to the sanctuary. So, Lord, we do bow now and plead thy blessing upon us. Remember this house of prayer. Remember those that bear office here. Uphold them, help them, strengthen them, bless them. And do be with them in leading the public worship. Remember one, especially his loved one, in the deep waters of affliction. We pray kindly, tenderly for her and for him and the family as they continue in the pathway, watching on. O Lord, may they have that knowledge by some means that thou hast blessed her and art with her. and to assure them concerning her that she will be safely landed above. No light thing. Lord, seal it in their heart. We're sure that they believe it, but seal it with thankfulness and praise in their heart. And O great God of heaven, we each have got to come down, and may it be well laid, even in our younger friends. There cometh an end, O Lord, and who can say when? So we have to continually pray, Lord, prepare me. Prepare me. Make me ready. Make me willing in the day of thy power. How our flesh lingers in the earth and in the natural family ties and loved ones. How we linger in our business and our pathway. But we are called to walk a narrow way and to follow thee. And grant that we may, our heart may be in thy word and where thou art, O blessed Son of God. So we come now and pleading that grace. Do bless this house of prayer. Remember aged friends. Help them, be with them. Increasing weakness, no doubt infirmities increasing, and so forth. Or forsake them not, may they know it is well. Remember all in middle life, in the heat and business of the day, with the burdens, cares, worries, anxieties of the future, whatever it might be. Help them each to cast their care and their burden in reality, by gracious experience, upon thee. Lord, it is easy to say these things, but may many be graciously knowing they're able to cast their care and their burden upon thee. Remember all in affliction and pain and suffering. Thou knowest every case and household here. Lord, we pray thee, if it is thy kind will, do put forth thy healing hand unto one and another. And do help them, Lord, and do restore and strengthen and bless, for it is thy will, and bring through. O Lord, and do be the good physician unto one and another. And those with particular matters, Lord, undertake for them, bless them and help them. And in this time of pandemic with this virus, we do pray that those affected may not be seriously affected and have those solemn side effects and complications, we pray. Lord, do you remember our young men and women going forth in life, in business and study? Go before them, prosper them in their way, and grant them those measures of prosperity, but call them by thy grace, quicken them into life, bring them into soul concern. Touch their hearts while young. May they know an eternal call while young. Remember the children, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Give wisdom and strength and grace to parents to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Bless the Sunday school here. Strengthen the teachers, those that run it. Bless the word among them. So remember our young people. Remember widows, widowers, those who plough lowly furrow, those in distress. Feel those push them by. Do remember each, we humbly pray, and go before them in the pathway. Those with that special trial, exercise, bring it to fruition. May they know the thing proceedeth from the Lord, whatever that thing might be. Comfort all that mourn, those left behind, Lord, widows, widowers, do be with each. Do remember Zion. Bless thy servants on the walls of Zion even this night. And do remember the editors of denominational magazines, secretaries of our charitable societies. Do bless them in their labours. And do return in power in the ministry, even to this poor worm. Help, Lord, it is a need continually, every service afresh. Or there might be that dew given from above, how we need it. Bless thy word, send forth it in power. Remember Zion, the churches to which we're tacked in love, and bless thy servants even this night, the pastors and those recently gone forth. And we think of the pastor's wife and his wives in affliction. Put forth thy healing hand, pray thee, and Lamberhurst, undertake for them, help them, bless them, be with them, O Lord. May she be able to speak of those things touching the King. Remember him and bless the family. And the wife at Chippenham who's been unwell, so unwell and so ill, be gracious unto her and heal her and help and undertake for him in all the heavy labours and burdens. So remember us in the churches, we humbly pray, especially at this time of pandemic. Remember thy people, bless the missionaries, where thy word is read, thy name is feared through the earth, thy one spiritual Israel. Lord, have mercy on England at this solemn time. O Lord, open the eyes of our leaders. May they be ashamed. Open their eyes. Order the councils of state. Raise up those who fear thy name in Parliament. And bless our Queen. We thank thee for her stability. Undertake for us on the throne when she is gone. O Lord, have mercy on us in the land and turn us unto thee. Send forth those who go forth once more in the power of the Holy Ghost as in former years to declare the whole counsel of God and blow the trumpet out of Zion and sound the alarm. Do hear us, Lord. We do acknowledge thee. The liberty is given back to us now, but it is a worrying time in our land. All thy judgments are still upon us. May we lay it to heart. Now, Lord, we acknowledge all these many, many mercies we have. Throne of grace, thy word, the doors of Zion open, alongside daily provisions, abundance of supply, thou worthy of our praise. Do give us truly thankful, grateful hearts. We humbly pray. And Lord, we acknowledge the wonders of thy suffering and thy blood and thy dying love at Calvary. Bless the friends here. Lead them to Calvary. Lead them to the garden. Lead them to the judgment hall. If it can be thy massive grace, if it can be thy holy will, O Lord, they need it. Bless them with that knowledge and undertake for them in the pathway. Bring them, as is commonly requested, to thy feet, but bring to see thee and know thee by thy mighty blessing. How necessary, how vital. We humbly pray, may we never rest short of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, what wait before our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. We thank thee for the hymns being sung again. Holy Spirit, come, be due. And blessed Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, plead thy name before the throne, be pleased to come into our midst. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We plead all things, ask all things, in the worthy name, thine only begotten one, and for his sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 1140. Great Shepherd of thine Israel, who didst between the cherubs dwell, and led the tribes thy chosen sheep, safe through the desert and the deep. Hymn 1140.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon the Lord. For all needed help and blessing, I draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, and verse 25. Matthew 15, verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Matthew 15, verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. This is a well-known account, and for more than one reason, it is very precious to me, and I am sure others have found mercy in this and other accounts of the Word of God, especially at the time of Christ in the Gospels. Dear friends, we've come to worship tonight. How have we come to worship? You know, what is worship? There are various deities through the earth who are worshipped, false gods. They aren't so common now as there was years ago. Idols set up, there are in certain parts, but many religions in the earth. And I expect our young people have the argument of school, what makes you think Christianity is right then? Oh, dear friends and our young people, one thing is needful, that I might know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour, my Redeemer, my Lord, my God. This woman here of Canaan, at the coast of Tyre and Sidon, she came and actually worshipped him. And we have an understanding as we read this. May it open up how this worship here is opened. That she came calling upon him. Can that be worship? Friend, it is. Worship, in this sense, has a measure of adoration. It has that tender spirit in it before a holy God. It has a humble a fear of God in worship. The knowledge of God has a reverence. A reverence. And have we got a reverence in our heart that we are actually not just in God's house, as we get used to saying, but we are before God? It's a great, wonderful thing to be before God in his house. You know, chapels, churches, whatever you name, etc., they all go to worship, but it's the Lord's blessing there. It's the Lord's presence there. When we speak of a blessing upon the word, what do we really mean? Well, by the Spirit, it makes the word a living word to us. Now, has Christ become a living Saviour to us? A longed-for Saviour, a desired Saviour, a loved Saviour, one who is full of grace. Christ, friend, full of grace. John says, we beheld his glory. What is that glory? The only begotten of the Father. Yes, that's a glory. Have we that little glory? Have that knowledge? But the glory to us, to sinners, in your need is full, Christ, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Christ is the express image and appearing of God's great love to his people. How do we come and worship? Well, in our text, I was perhaps going to speak of this, we see the worship. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, telling a care. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Do you think that's worship? Beloved friends, we can say it and it won't be worship. But here she is saying it in a spirit of grace and worship as she comes to him. Worship is in the heart, in the soul. It's a gift of the Spirit. We all know that. We all come through the doors and we say, well, it's God's Spirit we want. We know that, dear friends. But what will the Spirit do to us? He'll lead us to Christ. He'll lead us to the Lamb. And it's him we desire to worship. And as we worship Christ with a little knowledge, so the Father is worshipped and glorified. Christ is the way to the Father, as he himself declared, and as God himself clearly declares. But you know, he answered her not a word. He didn't say anything to her. It would be right to say, in another, I think is it Luke we read, or Mark, he was in a house, and they went to him in the house. It doesn't say so here, but that is what we understand. But the disciples, whatever the scene might appear, they said to Christ, his disciples, who are following him, send her away. She crieth after us, send her away. Friend, what need of teaching they were in, weren't they? You know, he had called them. And those immediate disciples were special to Christ. And ministers are, and so forth, and all God's people are special to him, to Christ, because he died for them. He laid down his life for them. They must be special in that sense. But those who are raised up to go forth in the vineyard, you know, yes, it's great grace upon them, but what a responsibility, what a burden, how I need, how they need, and I need the Holy Ghost to be with us in worship, in the midst. But they said, send her away. You know, we see the disciples here lacking understanding. Beloved friends, we understand a lot, don't we? We misunderstand. We need grace constantly in exercise as we go to worship or read at home. Read the word at home. Friend, we need grace to read the Bible with profit that honours God. God sees us take the word. God sees us when we ignore the word at home, whatever it might be. Well, the Lord answered these, his disciples, and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then comes the text that I felt laid on me this morning. Then came she. She came closer. Then she came with an earnestness. Then came she, worshipped him. She came in a way of worship, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I believe that is a constant prayer of God's people. Can you honestly say tonight, that is so often my prayer, so many times, whether I'm in the kitchen or in the garden or driving or at work, so often, not just in outward natural things, but spiritually. What poor things we are. Lord, keep my soul alive. Lord, give me prayer. Lord, set my affections on thyself. How many times do we have to keep repeating these requests? And it reminds us that by nature, we're sinners and we cannot keep alive our own soul. Friends, we cannot keep alive our own soul. Not for 5 minutes or 2 minutes. But the Word says, and the Holy Ghost has appointed this, Matthew, under the dew of the Spirit, writes this, not of his own volition, but then came she, this woman of Canaan, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he then says in front of her, he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread to give it to dogs. Well, I believe you know this anyway, that being a Canaan, she was a Gentile, and the Jews even today speak of the Gentiles as dogs. In fact, I heard someone in a London hotel a group of Jews there, said, oh, look at those dogs over there. I actually heard it with my own lips, but that we leave that to one side. But Christ uses this word. Whether it was used by the Jews in those days, I don't know. But look at what she says. It's all true. Truth, Lord. It's not meet for me to have. It's not right. I'm not suitable for the children's bread, for the gospel. I'm unworthy, Lord. Have you come tonight in the way of this woman of Canaan? I'm not worthy, Lord. Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm pained as a sinner. You know, this God of heaven, this Son of God, Jesus, the Son of God, they draw the poor ones unto him. And it was no accident this woman came. Jesus knew about her, and he knew what he was going to do. But see how he draws out the confession. And beloved friends, is Christ drawing out prayer in our hearts as you go about the day? Does he draw it out? It's of the Spirit. And that can be groanings, confessions, acknowledgements, groanings within. And we have to say, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Paul said, I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. He knew the way to be delivered by grace showing him. Well, have we this spirit of the woman of Canaan? You know, truth, Lord, I'm not worthy of what I want. I'm not worthy of the blessing. Friend, how unworthy are you? It's painful. It's awful. You know it. And God is right to deal severely with us. We have to acknowledge it. And we are brought to acknowledge it. But look, how the woman of Canaan, who here certainly was being discouraged, if I say that in the right way, I don't say it in the wrong way, much discouraged by the truth that Christ brought forth. Speaking rightly of the purposes of grace, the will of God, and concerning those that come. But he brings her down. But that does not stop her coming to worship with this cry, Lord, help me. Now, dear friend, we can't assume or take it because you might cry, I might cry this so many times a day. Lord, help me. We can't assume that we're worshipping God. But, dear friends, if that is an inner groan and an earnestness, then we are worshipping God. We are worshipping God. You may not feel like it. You may say, how can these things be? But it is worship. And what a way to worship. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. He more than helped her. He more than helped her. He blessed her. And he didn't go with the woman or anything. He stated the truth. Great is thy faith. Friend, and what a great faith it was. Under discouragement. Under difficulty. Friend, it needs great faith. Under correction and judgment, doesn't it? To hold fast. To even hope the Lord hears your prayers. When you're in sorrow and care and difficulties. You may say, I need that great faith. But dear friends, here we do have living faith. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Because the Lord declared how great was her faith. Not just because the immediate preceding verse. When she said, truth, Lord. Friend, she came in faith. But you know, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. I'm sure you long for that word to be applied. But are you being led to the Lord Jesus? Are your hearts being opened at all to know his grace, his mercy? Is he suitable? A precious suitability to a sinner, one who's wrong, one who knows he's wrong? Have you been groaning today about your heart? Have you about the service tonight? Is it a burden? Will there be anything? And often there isn't anything. Doesn't mean the minister's wrong. Doesn't mean that there's other people haven't been touched. You know, do you feel he passes you by? These are solemn things, aren't they? But faith holds fast. Dear friend, may this be in your cry, in our hearts as we come. A spirit of worship. Lord, help me. Help me. What do you need help in? Am I wrong to say everything? I don't think I'm wrong to say everything. I know there's things we get on and do during the day. It's part of our life or business or whatever it is, and home and whatever it might be, and routine. But, you know, worship to the Lord. And those groans during the day. Lord, help me. Can this be worship? Beloved friends, there is a humbling. There is an earnestness in the soul. There is a solemn awe of God's majesty. A realization, I deserve not the least of thy mercies. Now, we all say those things. But have you felt, I do not deserve the least of thy mercies? Why? Because you feel it so. And we are sinners in his sight. But still, faith pursues. Friend, if you have living faith, you can't give over. You must come. Living faith in the heart as the gift will make you pursue to Christ. However discouraged you are, however wretched you feel to be, there is a suitability, as I said earlier this evening. You know, are you drawn? Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin. My sin, the double cure. You know, my sin, let it cure me, Lord. It's an earnestness. Now, you may have been favoured, and you know, I can join in time past, that you may have felt that great blessing of your sins forgiven. But look at today. Look at the last week. Look what takes your attention. Look where your heart goes. It's painful, isn't it? It's humbling. It's wretched. And it's a sin before God. You know, worship. You can still worship in confession, coming To whom coming, says Peter, unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, of legal men, of religious men, but chosen of God and precious, precious to him and precious to the church. Is Christ made precious to you in his suitability? He really is, friend, he does receive sinners. But are you a sinner? You'll never make yourself a sinner. God will make you know it. God will make you know your sinnership, and it is painful, and it's very humbling, and it is hard to bear. But still she comes, and are we coming in this way of worship? A measure of adoration, a measure of awe upon our spirit of God's holiness and justice, of God's uprightness. Friend, have we that upon our spirit? But behold the God-man, the Son of David, God manifest in the flesh. It's a very precious reality to sinners, to sinners. It is a precious truth. And here she comes, dear friends, and have we come? What a mercy if you have. With this cry, and this is worship. Lord, help me. Help me tonight. Help me next week. Help me in what's upon me. Lord, thou knowest all my fears. In my pathway. In my life what's ordered. Lord, help me. The Lord, do bless me. Lord, do save my soul. And one thing you'll be crying if you're taught of him. Lord, subdue the monster within. And what a monster it is of sin. You know, if we're taught of the Lord, sin brings guilt. And if I know anything about it, guilt is an awful thing to bear. It can't be borne, friend. It's an awful feeling. Guilt. Deserved judgment. It makes you realise, I deserve the Lord to leave me. I deserve his sword. But you know, it brings forth that weeping confession. You will be coming, if you're taught to the Lord, to know your guilt and sin. You'll be coming with this woman's prayer. Lord, help me. Well, is it a word for someone tonight? I don't know. Well, you need help in. Let's consider things spiritual and natural. Lord, keep my soul alive. Keep it needing thee. Do you pray, Lord, let me live near thee and upon thee? Friend, how many times you prayed that? Upon thy bosom lean, obey thy voice, and all thy will esteem. But you can't do it yourself, can you? It has to be given. It's a humbling work. But still it's the prayer. Still it's the cry. Help me, Lord. Keep me alive. You know, keep me confessing. Draw me by thy grace. Bring me to the fountain. To you younger friends, you may not know or understand the mystery of Christ's person being a man and the Son of God. Before the Lord bless me, I have to be honest with you, and I said this to Black Boys only this last week. You know, I could never, until Jesus revealed himself, I could not ever understand the mystery of God. A father, and then there was this Jesus who was his son. I know that he was born. We used to sing carols at school. You know, he was born at Bethlehem and so forth. I could not work it out. You know, you may be shocked, but I'm telling you the truth. And there are the parts of the Bible I read. Our younger friends may say, I cannot work this out. You know, but go to the Lord Jesus with this simple prayer. Help me. Lord, reveal thyself to me. Open my eyes, that I may know thee, that I may behold thee and know thee who thou art. Be a great favour, you know. You know, there's not many people these days led to the Lord Jesus. It's very sad. I'm not blaming them. It's all of grace. My heart goes out to anyone in my own family and so forth. But, you know, pray for it. Ask it shall be given. Bring me to thyself. And this prayer constantly, help me. Help me to believe. Help me to know. Help me to understand. Lord, visit my soul. Help me to venture near. Help me to, Lord, have my eyes open to know the worth of thy precious blood and suffering. Thy precious blood. You know, I don't want to ask wrong questions, but, you know, I was about to say, what do we know of the blood? But I know those who fear us, and I'm going to say, well, not a lot. I wish I knew more. But is there an opening in his suffering, the water and the blood shed, which when God saw, he was satisfied with the death of his son? There's tremendous truths, aren't they? It's a glorious thing. And it's helped me, Lord, to lay hold of thee. Help me to lay hold of thy suffering. And I believe his church will be brought to that in following him in the trials of life, in the suffering pathway. It's one thing to know about Christ. Another thing is to have an interest in his suffering and in that word, follow me. Friend, we follow him. Follow him. But help me. Help me to follow thee. Help me to love thee. Help me to know thee. Help me to worship thee. Help me to receive thy blessing. Friend, help. Do you need help? May you never get, and may I never get, beyond to a dying hour, needing help. Do you think it's easy to die, friend? If you're showing your wicked heart, it's not an easy thing to die. You want the Lord with you. You want Christ with you. Give me Christ, or else I die. What help we need from the Lord Jesus. But as we understand from the text, this is true worship. This was the way in this part, the whole of it was worship, but the Spirit has seen fit to lay it here in the text. Came she, worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. It was in a heart. It was in a soul. It's in our heart. Is that same grace, that same faith in our heart? Help me. Friend, do you know, as our faith is established, the Lord knows exactly what you want and need. He knows what you need tonight. He knows what you need in the sanctuary, what you've longed for. And it may not be a sentence, a word, or a promise given, but is there a preciousness in Christ? Is there a love to the Lord Jesus Christ? Friend, we only love him because he first loved us. Love to Christ is not natural to us. If there is desire and a humble desire after the Lord Jesus, the Spirit, God has put that there. And who am I going to say you're not a sheep? Because I believe you will be, although I'm not saying to anyone individually. I speak in a general way. Do you come so often to the throne of grace? There was a deacon at Maidstone who used to pray. Always started. I couldn't understand it in those days. He said, start. Lord, teach us how to pray. I thought, well, doesn't he know then? I was a natural boy. I didn't understand these things. Lord, teach us how to pray. I thought, I fancy standing up to pray at a prayer meeting and asking for that help, the Lord to teach him to pray. Friend, I know what it is now. I have to ask him for help in everything. We need divine teaching of what we are, but then the grace that is in God, in Christ Jesus. What an opening. Lord, help me. Help me to lay hold on eternal life in Thee and to receive that eternal life. Help me to be like that woman who put forth her hand and touched the border of His garment. And the flow, the fountain of her blood was healed and stanched then, there, in that hour, in that moment. Help me to venture on. Help me to hold fast that which I have, that my crown is not taken from me. Friend, that is the glory of grace. The crown is grace on your soul, in your head. It's the love of Christ. I know we don't wear anything like that, but it is grace in the countenance, grace in our heart. There is a glory to come. Lord, help me to believe in Thy preciousness and what Thou hast done for my soul, what Thou hast made known. It's tried. It's tried, Lord, but help me to hold it fast. Lord, help me. Friend, you know, how often we cast aside what the Lord's done and saying, why? Because we get in such dead places. You know, when we get in dead places, we feel, have I really been called of grace? Did the Lord really speak? Did He really bless me? Friend, it's us who's in the dead place. The Word of God is still a living Word. And if you're pleading it, it shows it's a living Word to your soul, because it hasn't forsaken you. The Lord cannot forsake. Well, what a prayer this night to consider. Friend, you'll find just, if you're taught of the Lord, you'll be praying it. You'll be praying it a lot, often. I'm sure you will in the morning. And it might be natural things, business, a certain decision to be made. How we need the Lord to go before us in the pathway. How easily we can make a mistake and make a wrong decision or take a wrong turning and only live to regret it. How easily done. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to live upon Thee. But I want to speak more spiritually, of course, although is the pathway as well. You know, help me in what lies ahead. I'm fearful, I'm concerned. I've got my anxieties. Help me to, you know, get lifted above it. But more than that, heal me. Be with me. Bless me. Often these people want restoration. Restoration means we're not completely left our blessed estate in Christ, but it's become low. And, you know, when David said, He restoreth my soul, you ponder what he's meaning. Where were you, David? Where had you got to? And where have I got to? And where do we each get? Restore. What great grace is in Christ to restore. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Is this your prayer tonight? Lord, help me in the journey. Bring me to heaven. Bring me to Thyself. Help me when I am in affliction. Help me when troubles come. Help me when sorrows come. Help me to be pleading Thy name. Lord, help me to believe what Thou hast done for my soul. Do revive it again, Lord. Your cry is, isn't it, Lord, come back. A good man in Kent used to say, when he was young in the way and called by grace, it was, Lord Jesus, come. He said, now I've got older, it's, Lord Jesus, come back. And how true it is. Lord, come back. Lord, forsake me not. Lord, revive me. But oh, how you long to know the grace, the preciousness of Christ. My sins forgiven in Him. Jesus bore my sin. Friend, what a terrible sin and shame it was to Him. We read He's despised the shame, meaning He didn't count it. Such love and grace within His heart to suffer. He didn't count the shame. Love was in His heart to die and suffer. And what a suffering. And what a dying. What a reproach was our sin upon him, and what a punishment was poured upon his soul for our sin. Lord, help me to believe. Help me to know these precious, blessed truths. Is that your cry? Help me to when I die. Help me as I get older. Help me in the family. Help me in my business. Help me towards the end of the journey. Give me submission. Lord, help me to have a desire to be with thee. And help me to forsake all now and follow thee. It's a constant cry of help me. I know you say, well, this isn't much of a text, you keep saying the same thing, but dear friend, I have to drive around sometimes, and more so, you know, it is a constant cry. Lord, help me. Help me. It's an inward union with Christ that you feel you want to feel more of it. More of that union. More of that knowledge. More of his smile in your soul. And that word, not just to linger, that you might have had a blessing, but to be in power, the gospel in power, afresh, afresh. Lord, help me to believe. Lord, help me. Lord, I believe, she said, didn't she? Help thou mine unbelief. My heart's got unbelief in it, and I know it. Lord, help me. Well, I don't know what your care or worry is tonight. Don't know what your soul state is, but here we see living faith in the experience of this woman of Canaan. Her cry, have mercy on me. Friend, that's worship and that's grace. When that cry is an earnestness, absolutely serious in your heart, and you can't make it serious, grace will give it to you in a serious way. And then the discouragement, holding on under discouragement. Nothing in the service, still holding on to the Lord. Even though his truth might be declared, you feel, he's passed me by, he's passing me over. It's a painful thing. It's a painful thing, I know. But still, faith will plead. And those discouragements that she received, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she under this sentence from Christ. You know, many turn back and walk no more with him. You know, you worry about your heart turning back. The times you've almost turned back. We'll put it this way. The times you've turned aside. I wouldn't say turn back, but there's the danger, isn't there? Have you felt the danger of turning back? It's not that you wouldn't say and want him no more, because you do. But grace revives you to need him afresh, more urgently. As we see the day approaching, we want Christ in a more earnest way. Is your religion growing like that? Peter said, grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Friend, do you need Christ more when you come to die than you've ever needed him? Do you need his blessing afresh and greater sense of it? Do you want his love in more power? Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Come and worship. Come and worship. If you read this account again, consider what I say. Look at the manner of this worship. And look at the language she uses. And it is living faith. Often when I look at this word, I think of the faith that Jesus, it marvels at, you know, great is thy faith. But dear friends, it is the whole spirit of grace working in her. And the discouragement. The disciples discouraged her. Send her away. And Jesus said, he's not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And it's not the meat to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Are you that dog? Lord, help me. I'm a worm and no man, says David. And do you know that? Have you felt it? Grace makes you know it. I'm telling you the truth, friends. I may not be popular tonight, but I'm telling you the truth. Grace will make you know your utter worthlessness and your helplessness. But grace will lead you to the wonders of Christ. This man receiveth sinners. And do you need him, friend? Do you need him? If you're a living soul, you will need him. And even if you have turned aside, you still remember him. I've said this before, forgive me for saying it again. You know, if you have known Christ, you can never forget him. But you may have wandered off. You may have even backslidden. But you're still aware of sonship in a measure. You're still aware of it. Well, that's what I understand anyway. But even though you're in a far off place, yet the knowledge is there. Cool. It's not maybe a great blessing, but the Lord did speak, and you know he's spoken. But your cry is, keep me alive. Lord, help me. Help me. Now, what is your need tonight in your help? May we have this faith given. Truth, Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs, fall from the master's table. You know, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt, even this evening hour. May the Lord say this. Great is thy faith under great trial and great pressure and great discouragement and even under sorrow. It's a wonderful thing to hold fast to Christ. And it does need faith to do so. And this woman, discouraged by the disciples and by Christ himself, still held on. Woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. Well, I leave the word. May we have that worship. Even tonight at home. Even you go to bed. Lord, help me.
God willing, Mr. Charmley will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Chapman on Friday evening next week. Let us close with hymn number 719. Come, ye Christians, sing the praises of your condescending God. Come and hymn the holy Jesus, who has washed us in his blood. We are poor and weak and silly, and to every evil prone. Yet our Jesus loves us freely, and receives us for his own. Hymn 719.
Thank you.
And now, may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.